This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, stranger? How you been?
Are we on air?
Yes, we are.
You are.
You're
live.
We just came back out of break, and I was saying he is taking forever. He must be getting them ready for
Sunday. No. It's been a while since I've seen you guys. I kind of forgot the rhythm, the routine.
Hey, man.
Right?
It's a new year, new season. Obviously, we saw you at camp, and we felt good about all the things that we saw. Raheem Morris joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, as we get ready for Tampa. Want to dive in. We were just talking right before you walked in about the update on the injury situation for our team. We've got concerns. I know you hear it all the time from our fan base. Darnell Mooney, what's up with Darnell? Ray, what's the situation? Can you give us an update? Can you give the fan base an update?
Ray's all good to go. He'll be out there for sure. You know, obviously Mooney is a day-to-day thing, but looking good out there practicing today. I know you guys got a chance to see him an individual today, move around a little bit, do a couple things on the grass. So we'll just have to take that all the way to the wire. But really fired up, really great about our health. You know, obviously the things that you can't control, our tackle position with Caleb, you know, obviously missing him will be a big thing for us. But we got a lot of people in place that can step up and really help us out and fill in that role and all those type of things, you know, like Elijah Wilkinson and some of those guys. But we are veteran loaded up there with Chris Lindstrom, with Jake Matthews, with really Bergeron, really Noozle starting for us for 8 games last year. And then giving Elijah a chance to go out there and play for us at tackle, or whatever the case may be. You know, he's played guard for us at times. He's played guard other places. He's played tackle other places. He's got significant experience in our system. And I'm really fired to watch those guys go play.
We've talked about you can help him out with a tight end, but you can't do that obviously every down, and you don't want to sacrifice guys going down the field as targets. But he's made the adjustment over there at the tackle, you're saying?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's always kind of been that swing guy for us as well. Always that guy that can go inside out. That was kind of the attraction and bringing him back. You know, you always got to help guys out. I don't care who you got them rushing against in this league. They always got to have some help. You always got to have some type of chip presence. You always got to have that tight end over there at times. You always got to be able to slide to them so you can create the help with Chris. There's a bunch of different things that you can be able to do in this league that you got to help those guys out with. And that's the stuff that you got to do as a coach. You know, and I think those things that happen with us within our game plan, those things happen within the structure. But like you always say, Mike, there's always times when you got to stand up. And there's those moments in the game where there's always critical ones. You got to stand up. And I got a lot of confidence that our guys go out there and fight.
Raheem Morris, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons, guys, here with us on Dukes and Bell. We'll do this each and every Wednesday. We'll be up here at Flyer Branch and talking with Coach and getting the lowdown. Coach, let's talk about the trust of Brick, our new defensive coordinator. The focus, obviously, was on defense. We did it in the draft. We went and drafted 4 guys. Two of those guys we know for sure are starting in Xavier Watts and certainly Billy Bowman, and you've talked about that. But the trust in Brick, based on what Falcon fans saw last year, and then what gives you and us confidence moving into this season with the new pieces and his philosophy and what you guys hope to do?
You know, it really doesn't start when you're talking about the trust in Brick. You got to start with the truth-telling first. And us having a chance to work together and grow together before in a completely different system and to come in and have some success with the Atlanta system and be able to do it together and call it together and formulate some of the same ideas, you know. And then having the ability to separate and get a chance to go do it on our own at different spots at different levels, you know. Him to the level of really taking that Jets defense and making those guys special and us having a chance to do what we did out in L.A. and win it all and whatever the case may be. And now coming back, you utilize each other's mindset, skill set, you know, the like-mindedness, the things that you bring back, the things you want to add, and to be able to do those things. But it really goes with him being the ultimate truth teller. And that's what you want around you. You want guys around you that can tell you the absolute truth all the time, whether you want to hear it or not. And it starts there. That is what his trust is the foundation.
So that's you're talking about your relationship with him or just how he operates, period?
It's how he operates, period. But I really learned it firsthand with myself, you know, like working with him, getting a chance to know him. You know, we didn't know each other when we first got here. But when we left, we were best friends. And not just friends. We were best colleagues. We were best work partners. We were best working together. We were best working at the same level. You know, when all those rooms happen and those tight situations happen, you got to make those decisions. You need people to be able to have different opinions. So somebody's not needed. Mm-hmm. And when you got people around you to have different opinions, and once you leave that room, it's time to ride. That's what you're looking for.
Raheem Morris with his guys. We'll do it every Wednesday. He can't wait to see Dukes and Bell guys inside the Ticketmaster studios as we get ready for the Bucks.
You guys actually don't bother me at all. You
know? Good.
You know, like,
oh, I know there's some other media members that might don't.
No. I mean,
hey, leave me out of this, Carl.
Oh, I didn't mean you, D-Led. My bad.
Our media is great. You know, like that they're not issues at all. Like,
right.
I don't actually mind any of it. You know, okay. Like, there's some things when it comes to media where you like, why are we talking about this today? We're like, when you talk on a Monday before the season when there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
But other than that, man, we're good to go.
Well, that's it.
Really?
For instance,
that's where we're going.
We got to see James Pierce Jr. We got to see him on camera. The guys, we were gushing on him. And it was funny because dog fans are like, you're not talking about Jalen Walker. We didn't get to see Jalen Walker play. Now you got to see Jalen Walker. How good does he look? Can you give us any insight to a pitch count for him? Or how much should Falcon fans expect to see Jalen out there this week?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect a pitch count. I would expect this guy to go out there and be full go. You know, this guy, he dealt with a couple.
Coach, can you say that again, please?
He's going to be full go. You know, he's dealt with a couple nagging things, like a minor tweak of the hamstring.
Right.
Some growing tightness. And us being over cautious and us being able to do the things that we need to do to get him right from a performance standpoint from some of the position change, right? You know, like you're talking about a guy that was off the ball a lot, didn't move down to the ball. You know, there's going to be some different tweaks, some different weight changes, whatever the case may be, body performance things you got to do with your team to get him right. And he's a professional at every level. So, like, he's got those things right. He stayed with his mental plan. He was able to get back out there on the grass and able to go show production and rush. He was able to go out there and get better and better every time he went out there. And now he's probably at the highest level since I've seen him since he's been here. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing for all of us. You know, when you get those guys going out there and rush, and you're talking about the addition of Flo, you're talking about the addition of our two young guys, AK coming back better and stronger, having those guys going out there and rush together with D'Lo, being able to form those young guys from the year before to go inside, whether you're talking about Rook and Dorless, be able to go out there and add with some of the guys that we've already had, like a Zach, and all those guys, man, it just fires you up. And I am extremely excited to go see us rush the passer.
Me too. How are you going to coach Michael Penix differently than you coached Cousins? Or are you?
You know, I wouldn't say necessarily different. You know, obviously they're different, you know, they're different people. They're different from a mindset. You coach people the same, but you treat everybody fair. I think that's the thing about it. So how you coach those guys is you treat those guys fair. You know, Michael is very sharp. Michael is very unique that he was able to capture and pick up a lot of stuff very early, and he was able to show it early in last year when he played in those three games. It wasn't like we cut the game plan back. We utilized his strengths. I think he has strengths that Kurt doesn't have. Kurt has strengths that he doesn't have. And I think you utilize his strengths and try to let those things come out. You know, as you know, he can throw the ball anywhere in a football field. There's no secret about that. So you got to utilize some of those things, a bit to spread the ball down the field and get it across the board. But you also got to help him out with this great run game that we have with the two backs that we have and getting those guys easy check downs, let them catch and run a little bit too. So we've had a lot of success doing that versus this team in particular. And we're going to go out there and have to do some of those things again. But we want to be able to run the football. You want to be able to get this guy going.
As a defensive coordinator, a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator, Raheem, what do you see in Penix that you faced a bunch of quarterbacks in your career and you go, woo, like that's next level stuff?
You know, when you're just talking about the people that you face, you always see the wild throw, you know, once, twice, three times, four times a day, whatever the case may be when you're out there with them. You see the wild throw. And you see the thing you don't know when you're not out there with them is the command of the ones that he missed. He comes back, is able to explain the situation, what he thought, what he saw, why he threw it, what he was able to do. And I think those are the most important conversations you can have with a young quarterback. And he's able to have those conversations with Zach or DJ, myself, whoever the case may be, TJ, all of those guys back there that are very calm, demeanor, and you very rarely see him get rattled. And that's a real sign of maturity. You know, the thing about that you want to compare him to the most is I don't want to say Matt Stafford, but I do want to say Matt Stafford because of the like-minded, the ability to feel like they can make every single throw, the ability to make you feel like you can throw everything down the field if you want to, find a check down, be able to take out a bunch of information, gather it, use it, go out there and play football. And they want to play fast. The different people again, but got a lot of similarities, and they bring a lot of confidence to their football team.
And he's cool. We talked about that Titans scrimmage for like weeks about him being in the heart, in the heat of it, you know, which defensive players just raving about that. I mean, we all knew he was a leader from his time in Washington, but that kind of cemented it.
Never heard you yell that much, by the way.
You know, he was I'm peacemaker on those things.
I know. You were like, get over there. Get over there.
Coach everybody. Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons, everybody.
Get off him.
The reality of it all is you needed those practices, and those practices were good, and those are the things that you guys got a chance to see that everybody didn't. Mm. And now everybody can see it. And it's like those are the feisty moments, the moments that you love about him. Those are the moments you love about his team, his personality, what he's done, his leadership skills, everything.
And just to back that up with feistiness, we talked so much about, you know, James Pierce Jr. and the way he conducts himself, because we didn't know as much about him. Obviously, you guys did the deep dive before you drafted him, and we love this guy. Every time I've seen this guy out there, he's just making things happen. And, I mean, should expectations be tempered, or you think this guy's going to hit the ground running on Sunday?
Man, that is a loaded question right there. You know, like he's done nothing but make you want to have high expectations. And you say that because you want to have high expectations on what he's shown us so far and what he really can do. There's always going to be a learning curve. There's always going to be things he can do better. He'll come out of this game wanting to do something better. He'll come out of this game with us coaching to do something better. But, you know, he's really locked in. He's got a perfect leader in Flo. He's got a perfect leader in Jockey Smith. He's got a perfect leader in Brick. And talking about the essence of ball and everything that it means to everybody and how you play for your brothers, I think we'll be very pleased with what we get throughout the season. And you know, whether it happens right away or not, you know, I think only he can tell you, because I hate to put any a governor on him. But I hate to give him some unrealistic expectations, and that just goes for all of our guys.
Yeah, I mean, 8,000 yards, 65 touchdowns, I get it. Rod, let's talk about our captains, because I said this yesterday on the show. Raheem Morris joining us, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There are going to be some tough times this season, always is. Do we have the leadership to get us through this? And I say that, I'm not talking about you.
Yes, I know you.
Jesse
mean.
Bates, Caden Ellis, Pinion, Penix, Lindstrom, Matthews named captains. Is the leadership there to get us through whatever tough times we may ultimately see?
I gotta tell you about the culture here in Atlanta. It starts, you know, let's go Jake Matthews, the oldest player that we know. And that is what a definition of what is a Falcon. And it's Jake Matthews, right? Everything about him, the leadership, the calm, poise, attitude, the winner, the guy that knows how to handle winning, knows how to handle losing, knows how to handle how to bring it back, can handle everything. And then that's just – what you've built around them. Bradley Pinion, from a punter standpoint, when you're talking about special teams, serious demeanor, the attitude, the temperament, the everything that we need to embody all the things that are important to us. And then you go out and you get a guy like Jesse Bates in free agency. That usually doesn't happen. You know, there's usually some warts. There's usually something there, and that's just not the case. I mean, you're talking about a guy that is the ultimate human, that is really embodied the definition of what a Falcon should look like when you want to draft them, acquire them in free agency, all of those things. And the same thing with a guy like Caden Ellis, you know, a free agent that came from the Saints that we had a lot of familiarity with, that has really come in here and been the ultimate guy, the ultimate human, really been a really good football player and getting better and better every single day. And he's embodied that. And then you just go to Chris Lindstrom, who we got a chance to draft a couple years ago, and come in here, and it's been nothing but greatness since day one. And it's been nothing but getting better every single year. It's been nothing but being compared to the best guard in football, or whatever the case may be, or the best lineman in football, however you want to see it. And I really think, you know, all of those guys, they kind of find their place and they found their way. And then you had this young kid come in and really assert himself, find a way to come in here with ultimate humility, find a way to take over the leadership role, find his voice, be able to lead the room for, you know, the last three games of last season, going into the offseason, and now becoming a captain for your football team. And like, that is very important. And the best part about it was it wasn't manufactured. It was done by the football team. It was done by his guys.
It was earned. By the way, we talked about Xavier Watts, who loved Jesse Bates' game as a college player, and you're putting your trust in Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman and nickel and dime as well. But talk about the expectation for rookies starting in the league.
you know, expectations to go out there and do your job. You know, like that's just the bottom line in the National Football League. And you know there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some things you have to talk to them about. But we got capable veterans in place that can go help those guys, whether you're talking about Jordan Fuller or whether you're talking about, you know, Alfred, right? Those guys that got significant experience that do nothing but support these guys. And, like, some of those moments and leadership moments come from all over the team. And those are great leadership moments that I saw when these guys got named starters, and how those two guys reacted was special.
Rob, before we let you go, again, we'll do this every Wednesday, guys. Falcons, Bucks, Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You'll listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll have all the action for you. We've talked a lot. I've heard you talk a lot about the Bucks. I want to know about us. What do we need to do Sunday to get this dub, to start this season 1-0?
You know, obviously, we got to go out there on offense. We got to be able to handle the run game, right? We got to be able to handle our run game and do it the right way and run the football. We got to be able to do those things. And then, obviously, in protection, we got to protect the young kid, and we got a chance to get out there and throw the football. And then on defense, there'd be no difference. You know, we got to go out there and dominate rundowns. We got to find a way to display our style of football. I think that's very important. And then, obviously, on special teams, we're going to be mean but clean. We're going to go out there and find ways to make plays. We got playmakers all over the place across the board, whether you're talking about Ags, whether you're talking about our guys that we'd have, Mike Forge, whether you're talking about Felipe, a bunch of guys that we brought in here to really handle business for us on special teams and take it to another level and be the winning edge for us. And we feel really good about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
People we got.
What'd you get for your birthday?
I got to practice. You know?
Wow. We're talking about practice.
Well, you're easy to buy for.
We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
And, you know, I haven't had a birthday in years because this thing called a football season. So right. It's been awesome. You know, like for me, like this is a part of it. Like this is what you wait for all of every time around that first game. It's your birthday around that. And it's the – it is what it is.
Right.
The fellas will determine how happy I am for my birthday on Sunday.
I was going to say, we know a really good gift that could be given. Right. Raheem Morris, thank you, brother. We appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Boss.
Good luck on Sunday.
You're the man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.